Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
I need the noise of a fanfare here because it's
okay. It's playing now.
No, I want you to do it with your face.
My face?
Yeah, I want you to do it with your voice. I don't want to... Just cut this fanfare.
Yeah.
That's gone. Right, now you do it. You do it. By the way, it's the X-Men Breakfast Show podcast. Hi, I'm John
Holmes. Really,
this is work experience intern Charles there. And we're learning him how to do a fanfare with his face. It's not bad, actually.
It's all right.
Well, you've learned that. So yeah. Tomorrow we move on to burping the national anthem. welcome. It's X-Men Breakfast Podcast, as mentioned. This is it. This is the loosely termed introduction to it that we contractually obliged to give you. But I was going to, because it's Oscar weekend, isn't it? Which is why I wanted the fanfare, because I thought that was sort of a red carpet-esque. It's Oscars, isn't it?
Yep.
And so by the time you're listening to this or downloading it, the Oscars are on Sunday, so they're either about to happen if you're downloading it today, or if you download it on Monday, then they've happened already. I like at this point to ask Matt, with the Oscars in mind, who are you wearing, Matt? That's what they say on the red carpet, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, who are you wearing?
I think my jumper's non-brand specific.
Right, good. You'll be a rubbish
what
Oscar.
What jeans have I got on? What jeans?
Show us your bottom like
what
that.
What are they? Wrangler.
I can't see from here.
They're Wrangler. I'm wearing Wrangler and some Nike trainers.
Nike.
The god.
Who are you wearing, guy?
I've got a Shore Leave shirt on,
right.
Some Ted Baker winkle pickers, and some H&M jeans, John.
Great. That's fantastic.
What are you wearing?
I'm wearing a skin cloak from someone I murdered, which is what I like to wear. The skin, and I've cut their face off as well, like in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
You look different.
Yeah,
today.
This is Christian O'Connell's face.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what I'm wearing, and I'm wearing a cape made from his sidekick's back flesh. So it's gone weird, hasn't it? Yeah. But you know, it's the Oscars. So you wear anything, Dave, can't you?
Yeah,
to stand out.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah. What's the podcast, Charles?
Quick.
We've got your amazing
thanks
Russell Crowe based accent.
Good.
Something
to look forward to there.
Obviously the big is the elbow exclusive.
We've very much had an exclusive elbow announcement, yeah, that went wrong, but that's in the podcast.
Yeah. Yo Suche returns.
Yep.
And quite possibly the hardest mystery object we've had so far. I don't think anyone got it again.
No, they didn't. No, the X-Men's mystery object. No one got that. You're absolutely right.
Oh, and Dominic Cooper.
Never heard. No. Here's the podcast.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes on XFM.
That's better. And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
The XFM Breakfast Show.
Nothing is static. Everything is appalling.
Welcome back, Mr. Holmes.
Good morning. 4 minutes past seven, hello and welcome. And like the Daily Mail smearing accusations all over the Deputy Labour leader, Harriet Harman, so we now smear the XFM Breakfast Show all over your Wednesday morning. Although not with allegations of links to 1970s activist campaign groups with highly questionable agendas, but with the usual array of half-assed features that, to be fair, Harriet Harman would probably also deny having any kind of link with, lest it damage her reputation. Today, then, the Deputy Leader of the Opposition and MP for Camberwell and Peckham may well be distancing herself from the following, a roundup of all the newspapers nobody else seems to bother with. They review them on their breakfast programmes, but we go for the largely irrelevant papers with our largely irrelevant paper review. We also offer you guest list places this morning to tonight's NME Awards. If only you can identify the tune played on a toy xylophone by a four-year-old child, that's Toddler Pops, of course. Plus, we ask the question, actually, why doesn't Harriet Harman just remind the Daily Mail that in the 1930s they supported the Nazis and campaigned in favour of Oswald Mosley's black shirts? And then ask them why they're not apologising for that, yeah?
Yeah, I bet Kiss Breakfast aren't doing this stuff.
Oh, they know. Dave is producing like a producing demon this morning, in the sense that he's swearing and has just been sick into the face of a vicar. Matt will be bringing us news. I am John Holmes.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
It's Toddler Pops.
This is Toddler Pops on XFM.
So if you haven't heard it before, this is how it works. We invite you to identify the tune as played by a four-year-old child on a xylophone. If you get it correctly, or even guess it correctly, you could win a pair of tickets, guest list places, to tonight's NME Awards at Brixton Academy. You will get to walk up the red carpet. And all you got to do is identify the tune. That's it. That's it. And, well, we need a four-year-old child is what we need. So, okay. I think she's... Is she ready? Yeah, she's ready. Okay. Hello, Maisie.
Hello, John.
What's that you're filling out there? What's that?
It's my self-assessment tax form, John, for the tax man. I'm going to tell them I'm a second-hand car salesman.
Right.
Like Fatty Moyles.
Like Fatty Moyles, right.
I'm putting four of my Hot Wheels cars on eBay, and I've stashed my Peppa Pig camper van in an offshore tax haven.
Right, what if you get caught by HMRC?
I'm four, John. I'm not even eligible to pay tax, John. I'm a child. Children don't pay tax. Oh. It's the same reason Nick Grimshaw doesn't pay tax either. He's only a year older than me. You're an idiot, John.
Right, okay.
Shall we play?
What, play a tune?
Come on!
Thanks, Maisie. That's...
Shut up, John!
All right.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Good morning, then. XFM Breakfast. Hello, I'm John Holmes, and we bring you guest action once again this morning. Very pleased to be joined by the star of one episode of TV's Down to Earth in 2004. And for my
That's
money...
been forgotten about.
Not anymore.
Surely.
Not anymore. And for my money, I think the man who will always be the definitive squaddy at disco in the 2005 comedy drama...
Who could forget?
Breakfast on Pluto. Welcome, Dominic Cooper.
That's very good.
Well, it's lovely to see you.
Good morning,
lovely
you
know, you've been in before, I know, and you know, we had such a great time last time. I thought
we did.
You know, then we'd get you back. Yeah, but now you sport beard. You hadn't got that beard last time. That's
new. It's new
a
to
bushy
the face.
Number.
It is quite a bushy number. Does that cause what's the word? Well, my brother was out. What's the
arousal?
Not arousal. Well, but do people have patchy problems, don't they?
Well, is this your career you're talking about? What do you want about? Don't do yourself down, Dominic.
They have patchy problems. But no, in terms of facial...
Yeah. No, yours is uniform. I'm going to use the word uniform.
Yeah, good.
For
apparently, that's it. Apparently, I'm meant to be pleased with that.
Yeah.
I haven't been, and I just didn't want to bring it up. I didn't want to annoy the people with patchy problems.
Good. Well, you're looking at one. Matt Dyson over there.
Mine wasn't that patchy, but it was a similar length to yours, and I tried to trim it the other night, and accidentally, after I trimmed it, took the guard off the top of the razor bit and then tried to touch it up with just the exposed...
This is a fascinating sight.
So I've done that many times in other areas as well. Never go guardless.
Right, yeah, exactly.
That's a tip for life, isn't it? If you're thinking of shaving anywhere on yourself, Dominic Cooper says never go guardless.
Yeah, wow.
But you're tempted too often. I don't know why. It's to do the lighter.
You think
you've got a delicate hand and then
exactly.
You find...
You never have. And then you have to shave it all off and start again.
Yeah.
noticed your beard when you were on Graham Norton just before the weekend there.
Oh yeah, good.
And no, that was good. It was good. That was funny. Miriam Margolyes is mental, isn't she?
Yeah, I liked her.
I
thought she was great.
She's great.
The whole thing is scary. It's much more
terrifying than you imagine it to be. You think you're going to be very clever and witty and structure your sentences and sound like you know what you're talking about,
yeah.
And you realise you're just a blubbering wreck of a human being that can't say anything accurately whatsoever. And thank God there's someone like that next to you, sort of carrying the entire thing.
I've got some good James Bond facts for you that you might not know.
Oh, but yeah, more than likely.
Yeah. Well, for a start, and this is a good pub quiz question, should ever crop up, right?
Yeah.
Do you know where the number 007 came from?
Yes, I found this out, but only the other day. Wasn't it the train?
No, the bus.
It was the bus
from Canterbury to London, because he used to write down...
Why would you have been getting that bus?
Because he wrote down... he wrote You Only Live Twice for one novel in the little village of Pet Bottom, which is just outside Canterbury. That's everyone looking at me impressed with my literary knowledge. So impressed.
I'm sure I read the other day that it was from a train, but never mind.
No. No. Trains aren't numbered like that, are they?
No, they're not, you're right.
Yeah, no. And you know where the name James Bond came from, everyone knows that one.
Well, that's... Yes. Well, the people say different things about that.
Do they?
The bird. The bird. The bloke that wrote the bird book. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
What else have we said? Well, that's... What else have we said? That's right, yeah.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
We hold you aloft from the deluge of celebrity gossip. The chaff news. It comes from the chaff news desk. We get it out of the way at this time in the morning so it doesn't bother anyone else for the rest of the day. Matt has been curating it as ever. Matt, what have you?
Russell Crowe has tweeted the Pope. He said, "Dear Holy Father, at Pontifex," and he's added in Darren Aronofsky, the director.
Noah, isn't it? So I was right about the flood, wasn't I? The deluge.
He says, hashtag no film. Screening? Question mark. The message of the film is powerful, fascinating, resonant.
I know for a fact that the Pope the only film he likes, Russell Crowe, it was that Robin Hood that he did.
Where, oh, yeah, the one where he didn't do a very good accent.
The Pope loves that. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's the only one he likes.
He likes Gladiator, the Pope, though. I don't think he likes Gladiator, doesn't he? I think I'm right in saying that, because, you know, that was set in very much in the city of Rome, wasn't it?
And the Pope, yes, of course.
Pope's a big fan of, slaves being torn apart by lions and tigers, isn't he? So
loves all that. Yeah, it's in his DVD collection, isn't it? I think.
I don't know why he doesn't tweet him to get him to buy a copy of Russell Crowe should tweet him to get every film that Russell Crowe's ever brought out to the Pope. Just going, why don't you buy my film Gladiator? Hashtag Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Well, yeah. Certainly, if he gets a reply from the Pope, then he should get into that.
Father to a murdered son.
Oh, here we go. I knew the impression was coming.
Husband to a murdered wife.
Wife.
He's an Australian. Yeah, Australian Roman,
wasn't
he?
Still Australian.
Yeah. My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Father to a murdered son. So he did it. Husband to a murdered wife.
Now do his Robin Hood.
And I will. I'm Robin Hood. And I will have my vengeance.
What, merry men.
In this life or the next, Marion. So he did it.
They're flaming galahs. In the forest.
Throw another arrow on the Barbie. So he did it.
Yeah.
We should. Well, if this works for Russell Crowe, Dave, get on the Twitter now. At in the Pope, getting to listen to the XFM Breakfast Show. If it works.
Yeah, at them both.
Come on, at in Russell Crowe.
Okay.
Darren Aronofsky, the director of the film Noah. So it's at Pontifex.
Yeah.
And at Pontifex _ IT.
His IT support department, isn't that?
Yeah.
He's got his own IT department. At them in.
At them both in. At in Russell Crowe. Hashtag it Noah film, so it goes into that stream. And hashtag it XFM Breakfast. And at in XFM Breakfast. The Archbishop of Canterbury as well.
Running out of characters.
Get the Archbishop.
We want to cover all. Who's the head of the Muslim Council at the moment?
Oh.
I just put Rabbi Lionel Blue. Or something. Okay. He's the Jewish one from Thought for the Day. We'll get all the hard hitters, Dave.
Okay.
At them all in.
And get them to listen to the X-Men Rip Show.
And ask Russell Crowe if he's going to be using his Australian accent.
In the film now.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's been raining.
Two bars.
I'm going to put it. Then get two kangaroos, two kookaburras.
Two marsupials
up there. Come on. It's been raining. We've got to get those Tasmanian devils aboard.
The The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Our number was, of course, 83936. Well, it still is. But you were invited to use it to guess the band or artist as played.
This is Toya Pot on XFM.
By a 4-year-old child, Maisie, on a toy xylophone. Which many have correctly pointed out is actually a glockenspiel, but it's not split head. She's 4, but she will smash your face in. So, thousands of correct answers, all vying for tickets to tonight's NME Awards at Brixton Academy. But there can be only one. And that one, chosen entirely at random from all the correct answers, is on the electric telephone balancing unit line 44,003. Good morning, Mike. Hello, Mike.
Morning.
Morning, Mike. How are you, Mike?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
Stuck in traffic, though.
Stuck in traffic. I hope your hand's free, Mike. We wouldn't want to...
I am indeed.
Good. What do you do, Mike, when you're not stuck in traffic?
I'm a quantity surveyor.
A quantity surveyor. Ah, good. Yeah, what's the... what would you say is the largest quantity you've ever surveyed, Mike? What would you...
53,000,000,000.
Wow, that's big. That's a big quantity. And conversely, what's the smallest quantity you've ever surveyed, Mike, would you say? Smallest.
17.
Ooh. You really do cover all ends of the quantity surveying spectrum, don't you, Mike? Very good. Tonight, Mike, though, you could be at the NME Awards surveying the quantity of star power inside one room, if you get this correct, Mike. All you had to do was identify the tune as played on a toy xylophone. Shall we hear the tune again? Why, let's. So hold on to your answer, because here comes the tune. Mike, what was it?
The Beatles, Ticket to Ride.
Of course it was. Congratulations, Mike.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So yesterday then, I don't know how familiar you are maybe with the world of children's television, the CBeebies and so forth. I was idly flicking through some television yesterday, Matt, and I came across the programme, which I am familiar with and I know you are too, but many may not be, the Zingzillas.
Oh, yeah.
Zingzillas. How best describe the Zingzillas? There are Zach and Tang and Pansy and Drum, aren't there? They're a sort of music sensation that live on an island. They play songs, don't they, for the enjoyment of the children? I think it's probably aimed at preschoolers, isn't it, Zingzillas? So I was, you know, it idly came on yesterday. I was sort of Zingzillas, and I'll be honest with you, I like the theme tune to Zingzillas.
Oh, it's great,
isn't it? Though,
yeah,
it's a catchy number. For those that don't know, I've got it here, Matt, for enjoyment.
Hit it with us.
This is Let's Zingzilla. Tang, Pansy, Drum. Here we go. Zingzillas. Zingzillas.
Each one lends a hand.
Zingzillas.
Making the Zingzilla sound.
Making that Zingzilla sound.
Just loads better than the actual show itself, isn't it?
Yeah. Except for yesterday, Matt, because get this. So there I am, watching them make their Zingzilla sound. Mm. Just watching it, and normally you just sort of get some children's entertainers on there or something else. And then all of a sudden, standing in the makeshift clearing on the Zingzilla Island, which of course is a quite a cheap set in a TV studio, I thought, there's two men standing there. I thought, that's very familiar. I sort of put my face a little bit nearer the television, only to see Justin Hawkins and Dan Hawkins from the darkness standing with their electric guitars on Zingzilla Island playing with the Zingzillas. But bear in mind the age group this is aimed at, right? They were dressed, I'm going to say inappropriately, because Justin was fine, but Dan had chosen to wear the full tight body spandex of the darkness that was cut open all the way down his bare chest with tattoos right to his crotch area.
What?
While playing the guitar on Zingzillas. Listen.
It must be a repeat then. This can't have been recent, can it?
This is, I think, it. Well, I looked it up, and it's I think it first aired like when they tried to do a bit of a comeback a couple of years ago.
Right, right.
So,
well, okay.
So this is Justin Dunn standing in a jungle playing electric guitars, right? And I've got listen to this. Here we go.
This is Justin and Dan. They're both electric guitar players. You play the electric guitar, don't
yes.
you, Dan? Oh, it's very noisy, isn't it?
Oh, very noisy, Zach.
Right, and then Justin and Dan stood in the jungle and played their electric guitars.
Listen to this. And Justin were amazing.
Yes, they were amazing. On Zingzillas. Yeah, then they at the end they went to play with the rest of Zingzillas in the big Zing song at the end. Yeah.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast.
Yes.
XFM.
Dominic versus Matt. Alphabetical order, of course, Matt first. Here we go. Matt, band or villain? Gentleman Ghost.
Sounds like a band to me.
It's a Batman villain from the comics in 1947.
Ooh,
Gentleman Ghost.
Good.
Ooh, wow.
I would have said the same as you there.
Dominic, Serafimo Spang. Serafimo Spang.
Villain.
Yes, in Diamonds Are Forever.
That's right.
Yeah, you knew that. Ginger Dead Man. Ginger Dead Man.
Again, well, it couldn't be an actual villain's name, so it's a band.
It's a villain. It's a gingerbread man that comes to life with the soul of a convicted killer in the film Ginger Dead Man.
Ginger Dead Man.
Yeah. Von Hammerstein. Dominic. Von Hammerstein.
As a villain.
In.
I think it's either...
Your Eyes Only, that's what you're
yes.
going to say, isn't it? Yeah, I thought you were, yeah. Bond villain.
No. This is just to get to... This is, give us that piece of paper.
No chance.
Oh, how long's this going for?
About another hour. Dr. DeSoto, Matt. Dr. DeSoto.
Well, they've all been villains so far, so it's got to be a band.
A band from Australia.
Yes!
Throat Thanks. Twister, Dom. Throat Twister.
Band.
Yes, is the right answer. Scorpius.
Scorpius. Southern Californian screamo band.
No, they're a villain in the John Gardner Bond books.
Yep.
Scorpius was a villain, yeah. As Dom well knew. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Broken Claw. Broken Claw.
Say, Broken Claw.
Broken Claw.
Say, Neuromatic band. Neuromatic. late early 80s from
really
romantic
broken neuromantic
right.
broken
no,
no it's a villain from the Bond from the
yes it is
yeah
yeah,
it's
yeah.
The, it's, yeah. I think it's the I think it's one of the early ones
it's one of the late ones
yeah
Miss
come on support me on it
hey, well you're right though I think you yeah. get the point Mr. Yuck yeah
a villain
no they're a band from Texas
oh.
Mr. Big
Well, he is definitely, he's a villain.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also,
Well, there was, but they were actually a local band. They weren't huge, but they got their name from that villain.
That's absolutely, there is a band called Mr. Big, and they had a big hit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Live and Let Die, of course.
Yeah.
The Evil Beaver.
villain from a cartoon, I'd imagine.
No, it's a punk band. Red Mist.
I think Red Mist.
It's not a Bond. It's not a Bond reference.
I'll
tell you that.
I know it's not. I think they were. Wasn't that what the Chili Peppers were called before they were the Chili Peppers?
It's a good guess, but no, they're. It's the villain from Kick-Ass.
Oh, right. Should have known.
I knew that.
Ivan Ooze.
Ivan Ooze is a punk frontman.
It's the villain from Power Rangers. Super villain, band or villain?
Band.
Yes. Steve Dracula.
A band.
Is an electronic artist, that's
artist,
right.
Yeah.
And finally, Cock Knocker. Is that a band or a
villain? That's a band.
It's a villain. It was played by Mark Hamill in the Jay and Silent Bob movie. There you go.
Cock Knocker.
Yeah. Dave was keeping score. Dave, what are the scores?
6-2 to Dominic.
Dominic Cooper, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Very welcome.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
Monday morning. Which is where we like to bring you some ideas that we didn't do last week for various reasons. It's XFM Breakfast, by the way. I'm John Holmes. The reasons are normally based around legal issues and or health and safety. But as you can imagine, working as we do constantly to come up with ways to entertain you, thrill you, kiss you, and in some circumstances, although we've brushed it under the carpet, kill you. We are constantly being creative for your delight. And most of our ideas are absolutely appalling, as you know. And they're the ones that make it to air, but imagine the ones that didn't. And this is where on a Monday we bring you those. For instance, well, you'll know why this certainly hasn't happened now, but we had an idea called Mouse Von Trapp, like Mouse Von Trapp, where the we found out that there was one surviving member of this singing family, the Von Trapps, alive. And we were going to get her to catch rodents, weren't we? We were going to brand with the XFM logo to see how many, and you had to guess how many she could catch. And if you got it right, you won a CD or something. But sadly, of course, over the weekend, she died, didn't she? The last remaining member of the Von Trapp family, aged 99. So that idea, much like her, has been put on ice. So but that was one we couldn't do. Matt, what would you...
Well, I mean, this was a good idea, I think. Yeah. Beck nominate,
yeah.
People were
going
to just down industrial quantities of alcohol while listening to Devil's Haircut.
Yeah.
But health and safety.
No, it's not... Neck nominate's not a thing, is it? No. It's not popular, is it? Well, it is popular, but for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
So similarly with Chicken Kiev, where we were all going to go to Kiev and play chicken around the square, weren't we? But... But again, health and safety sort of put a kibosh on that one. I mean,
couldn't get clearance, could we?
Not really, no. Didn't get signed off.
What else didn't we do? Wobbling Bristol Cities was an idea for a report on the Bristol earthquake that was called off when we gave it to someone who uses Cockney rhyming
slang. U22, I thought, was going to work as well. And I admit it hinged on getting Archbishop Desmond Tutu involved. So that we're fairly confident. I mean, we know he listens to the show. Good morning, Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And we were going to get him to sing U2's hits, weren't we? U22, we're going to call it. And then you had to guess which song Archbishop Desmond Tutu was singing that was U2's song by Tutu. The idea was ready to go, and then Archbishop Desmond Tutu said he actually detests U2.
No.
Doesn't like them at all. And then, obviously, we'd already got all the production in for the feature, so then we're going to put the Edge in a pink tutu and make him do the speeches of Archbishop Desmond Tutu, and then you had to guess which of the speeches he was doing.
Works both
the
ways.
Edge from U2 in a tutu was doing of Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And then we could still call it U2.
Yeah.
But that fell through, and then we tried to get the surviving members of the band Toto involved.
Even they said
and
that.
So after that, we sort of got... And then Tattoo, you remember the Russian the Russian faux lesbians? We tried to get them involved. Tattoo, we thought we could just change it. No, nothing. So that's gone. So I'm afraid all of those ideas didn't make it. Same happened to Scottish Independence Day, where we were going to dress as aliens and blow up the Scottish Parliament building at Holyrood. Do you remember? Alas, none of those ideas made it to air.
Yet somehow last week's feature, Yo Suche, did make
it
to air.
Yes, it did, yeah. Yeah.
There's no rhyme nor reason to it, really.
Well, it all hinges on the noted broadcaster John Suche saying yes, which he did, so it's fine.
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
This is XFM Breakfast. Good morning, I'm John Holmes. Joined this morning by a man who probably won't remember this, but was my first, when I did work experience at BBC Radio 5 Live, you were the first person, Mark Thomas, that I ever interviewed.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, bloody hell indeed.
I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah, well...
I mean, congratulations on surviving what must have been the most pointless day.
No, I'll tell you what it was about. It was about Lenny Bruce. It was a program about Lenny Bruce. And it was my task, and the producer, I sort of turned up, and the producer had said, right, we do this program about Lenny Bruce, and you're going off to talk to any number of people. Here's some research notes, get on with it. And I think I had to just sort that out. And then I got track you down, because I knew you were a Lenny Bruce fan. We sat and we chatted about Lenny Bruce for an hour or so.
Was I any good?
You were bloody good, actually, yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Thank you very much. Yeah. That's good. Because sometimes people come up to me and say, oh, do you know, I met you in so-and-so, or oh, I sent you a letter when you were on the telly and all. And I always go, did I reply? Was it all right? Was I, you know, or did I just ignore you and just say, well, just move away, you young girl?
Does it normally come back that you were polite, or do you sort of...
Nine times out of ten, people say, you know, you replied to me, or you were very nice, or whatever, which is a relief.
Yeah.
No, you were, I can have those sort of dark, you know, I can have dark days.
Well, so this doesn't go like that either, otherwise.
Let's hope
the first time I met him, he was lovely, but he came into XFM and he was a git, if I'm honest. So listen, how are you? Because it's, we've just been talking about opera slightly off air, I realise, but this is a show you're doing, this is 100 Acts of Minor Descent.
Yes.
And the show you did before this was about a relationship with your father through opera and everything else. And I think you've described this one as sort of a reaction to that, because that was quite hard going.
Well, the last show, which was Bravo Figaro, was a story about my dad, and it was about his lover, who's a working class, self-educated builder, who fell in love with opera, and really, I mean, it was just, and he was actually a very operatic figure in himself, like, you know, always ready for a fight, always, I mean, just very biblical. I mean, he knew the Bible backwards. He used to be a lay preacher.
Okay.
But also the rudest man in South London, therefore Europe. I mean, he was, you know, he was absolutely, and he used to shout, whenever he used, I seriously remember him rolling down the window of the builder's van and screaming the most purple abuse, and then would add a biblical reference in, and then before driving on. I mean, he was quite a character. That the last show I did was about my dad and him getting very ill.
Yeah.
But this show is, the current show is very much the reaction to going, let's do this very, very intense personal emotional. This one's like, okay, havoc.
What are you doing?
It's 100 Acts of Minor Descent. So it is, I've got 1 year to commit 100 Acts of Minor
Descent. Yeah, May till May, right?
Yes, 13th of May till 13th of May. And we are currently about 65. Tomorrow we will be 67.
Yeah.
I really do have to commit 100 Acts in this time, because if I fail, I have to donate £1,000 to UKIP. Pledge. That is the pledge I've said to myself, which is the worst thing I could think of doing. You know what I mean?
There's nothing worse, you're right.
The idea of giving a big check, if you can just picture Nigel Farage laughing and holding the big check.
One of those big check photographs of you and him.
It'd just be sort of, it's the worst thing I could possibly think of doing.
So I want to see
and
that.
It does motivate me. It motivates the whole family, because my wife just went, why didn't you consult with me about this? I said, well, I just thought it'd be a good idea. And I was having a lie-in the other day, she just went, Nigel Farage smiling, taking the check. I'm off.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
So to this morning's big competition giveaway, as we invite you to guess the identity of
XFM's mystery object.
That's right, it's a mystery object competition. It's very simple, actually, what it is. Let me tell you about the prize first, should you get this right. Now, what we're giving away this morning is the biggest prize we've ever given away on XFM. We're giving away Leicester Square this morning. It's the recently refurbished public area, and it's going to one lucky listener. You'll get the square, you'll get the statue of William Shakespeare, you'll get the weird fountain thing that they've put around it, you'll get the churned earth that's still there from the Christmas fair they had in the square as well.
Yeah, they're laying some new turf at the moment.
Yep, we'll throw that in as well. Yeah. You get the recently closed all bar one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Any pigeons that you can see are yours as well this morning, if you can... the homeless man that goes through the bins by McDonald's, yours.
Yeah, my wedding ring, I think I lost that somewhere out there.
Yeah, recently. And that's been found, has it?
Never been found, so that's there.
Some graffitied scaffolding out there as well.
There might be some of Matt's sick still left around the corner as well from when he...
was sick in the doorway of the hotel. Yes, there. All up for grabs this morning. Obviously, you have to leave the prize where it is for logistical reasons, but you are allowed to tell people that it is yours.
Yeah.
So Leicester Square up for grabs this morning. If only you can identify XFM's mystery object. Now, the way it works is this. I've got an object here, and all you have to do is guess what it is. And you can do that via 83936 or at XFM on Twitter. And I'm going to hold it in front of the microphone, and I'm going to do that now. Okay, all you've got to do is tell me what... It's quite heavy, actually. Tell me what that is. I'll just get it quite close. It's close to the microphone there. Now, obviously, if I could put it close, you can hear that it's just a section of the object. If I move it further away like this, then obviously you can see more of it and hear more of it.
That's a lot easier, actually.
Well, exactly, yeah. So, anyway, so I'm going to just hold it now. Just give it a moment. Now, listen carefully. Listen carefully. Okay, everyone. Right, what's that? What is that? All right, it's XFM's mystery object. Guesses already coming in, though. Possibly because of the nature of the prize this morning. Mm-hmm. What have we got here? This is from Tony in Brighton on 83936. What am I holding? What's the mystery object? John, is it the severed head of St. Francis of Assisi? Now, you're not... you're warm, I'd say, first off, but it's not that. Now, remember, we will roll this over to the next guess, which is this one. Is it, says Sarah in Richmond, a VHS copy of the BBC's 1998 adaptation of Jane Eyre, starring the lesser-loved ex-Bond actor Timothy Dalton? Is it that?
No,
is it?
No,
no, it's not. Miles off there. No.
This could be it. Here's a guess from Jim in High Barnet.
Hi, Jim.
Says, is it a bowl of tavuk gogzu, a sweet contemporary Turkish pudding made with shredded chicken, similar to medieval blancmange? It's a good guess,
it's
Jim.
It's very good. William in Leon C wants to know... he thinks he's absolutely right, so I've absolutely got this. I listened very carefully then. I think it's Sir Alan Sugar's ivory clarinet. no one's got it yet. We are going to have to keep rolling this over and over and over.
A 6mm raw plug, says one person. Jeremy Spake's old Hi-Vis vest, says Mel.
From
Staines.
Airport?
Yeah, from airport. Is it that?
It's not that. Oh, it's so close, though, with that one. Ah. It's a mystery object. Do keep your guesses coming in. Oh, let me hold it up again, just as we go to the... there it is. Look. There you go. Actually, the music's getting in the way of it there. What's that? What is that? What is that? 83936 Alex FM on Twitter. Hashtag it mystery objects, I think, probably, if you're doing that this morning.
X, the XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
So we bring you radio's most contrived feature. That's right. We came up with the name first and then had to figure out what it was. The name, Yo Suchet. The only rule, it had to involve the noted broadcaster and ITN newsreader, John Suchet. So what we've done, we've taken him, and on a weekly basis now, we put him in a Japanese restaurant, but where the fish and rice dishes have been taken away, and on the conveyor belt instead, Matt, are a range of poorly written celebrity autobiographies, and the noted broadcaster and former ITN newsreader, John Suchet, must pick one at random of his choice and read aloud from it in a Japanese restaurant next to the conveyor belt.
Love it.
We can cross live now to the Japanese restaurant. I think we can go live over there.
Morning, John.
Yo, Suchet!
What should we go for this week? Sharon Osbourne's Unbreakable? Peter Andre's My World? Mm-hmm. Jodie Marsh's Keeping It Real? Ah, this is the one. Justin Bieber with Just Getting Started. Shall we begin?
Oh, yeah.
Now, everyone knows I'm pretty spiritual, so I kind of knew in my heart that no matter what, God would be there with me, and he was. Now, after most performances, our normal routine is to head straight back to the hotel so we can all come down from the adrenaline rush of performance. But for security reasons, we sometimes have to take a whole floor of a hotel. It doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, we often get into epic games of hide and go seek. It's really cool because there are a lot of great places to hide on a single floor of a hotel. Sometimes we can even get the hotel management to turn off all the lights in the hallway, so we're playing in total pitch-black darkness.
Crazy.
A dark floor in a hotel can actually be super creepy. It's so much fun. I'll see you next week, John.
Thanks very much. Yo Suchet there. John Suchet reading aloud from Justin Bieber's autobiography. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Super creepy.
The
XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes podcast.
Well, we promised you a big announcement, and big announcement do we have for you. It couldn't be bigger. In fact, it's the biggest announcement I've had to announce since big announcements began. I think that's fair to say. And I'm very, very pleased. You know it's elbow related. We've already told you that. So it's a big elbow announcement. I'm very pleased. On the line now, live, welcome Guy Garvey. Good morning, Guy.
I can't believe this. What did you say?
Sorry, who's that? Who's that?
This is Jane Garvey, presenter of Woman's Hour on BBC Radio 4.
Jane.
What are you playing at?
Jane, can you just hold the line for a minute? Hang on, hold on, Jane. Dave?
Yes, John.
You've got the wrong Garvey.
I know, well...
This is Jane Garvey from BBC Radio 4's Woman's Hour. You've got her on the phone instead of Guy Garvey from Elbow. What are you doing?
Yeah. You just said, get me Garvey. So I must admit, it was the first Garvey that came up on Google search.
Right.
So that's...
You just went for that, did you?
Yeah, you didn't really specify. You just said, get me Garvey.
You know, if a normal person would have assumed that I wanted the Garvey out of Elbow, because it's an Elbow announcement.
Well, yeah, hindsight, yeah, obviously now I realise that would have made more sense.
If we had a big Woman's Hour off Radio 4 announcement...
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Then maybe Jane Garvey would have been the right Garvey.
No, you're absolutely right.
So, Jane, I'm terribly sorry about this. This is awful, because we've woken you up so early as well, haven't we, Jane?
Well, I mean, you know what? I've had some lows in my career. I've done a lot of interviews on urinary incontinence. But this is just...
The worst thing.
I just can't believe it.
I'm sorry.
It's a real error.
Can you make it up to me by maybe letting me make this announcement rather than you doing it? Get someone like me who actually knows how to make announcements in an announcing voice. Do the announcement.
I like you when you're angry. Jane Garvey off of BBC Radio 4 Mums Hour, would you do the honour, please, of giving our big elbow announcement now on XFM?
Yes.
Thank you.
We can now announce that our next XFM Presents session will be with the brilliant Elbow, and you could be there for this very special night of live music. On Thursday, March the 13th, Guy and the gang will play a unique one-off gig just for XFM at their Blueprint Studios rehearsal space in Manchester, and it's just for 100 lucky winners. Ticket giveaways start from Monday with a game we're calling, and I can hardly believe I'm saying this, Know Your Arse from Your Elbow. All will become clear on Monday, we hope. XFM Presents Elbow, live from Manchester.
I think that nailed it, Dave. You don't need anything else. Who needs Guy Garvey, Dave? I think you've actually done us a favour.
I think I made the right choice, actually, John.
I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Jane.
That was fabulous.
Can I come on Woman's Hour and talk about editors?
I'd love to get you on Woman's Hour. What would you like to talk about? Honestly, seriously, we should get you on. We need more men. This is what we need.
Urinary incontinence.
Well, yes. I don't think it doesn't happen to men. It does.
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes. Podcast XFM.
XFM's Mystery Object.
So about 10 minutes ago, I held up an object in front of the microphone here in the studio at XFM. And all we're asking you to do this morning is identify that object, the mystery object. If you get it right, you win Leicester Square. We've got Leicester Square to give away this morning. It could be yours. Ask at all the cinemas and M&M World. All up for grabs this morning. Should you be able to correctly guess the mystery object? What is it that I'm holding up? I'll hold it up again. Abbott, just listen very carefully now to your radio. Just here we go. So I'm holding it up now in front of the microphone. Again, I'll move it a little bit closer to the microphone for you if that helps. And in case that perspective isn't right, what I'll do is I'll move it back over here. See what that's... So what is it? What am I holding up this morning? What's the mystery object? Well, lots of guesses still coming in. What have we got here? Let's have a see of it with our eyes. So is it the Golden Fleece from Jason and the Argonauts, says Phil in Croydon? What have you got there, man? What have you got?
Is it the physical manifestation of Radio 1 listeners' ignorance? Yeah. Asks Anonymous.
Yeah.
Is it a Millwall home game, says Sean. Rich on Twitter asks, is it the French concept of ennui that you're holding up?
Well, let's see.
Feeling of listlessness arising from a lack of occupation or excitement.
Let's see. That's actually pretty close, actually.
It's the closest one we've had so far,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. Is it an old and slightly threadbare homemade crocheted version
of the cartoon character Pete's Dragon. So Ben in Windsor thinks it's definitely that. Anonymous here thinks it's Dave's mum's bra from the Matt Dyson's back pocket.
No.
Let's go to the phones. We've got people on the phone to guess as well. Let's see if they got it right. First of all, it's Sunglasses Rob. He's in his car. Hi, Rob.
Is it Widdicombe's toenail varnish, the colour being dusty banana with a hint of avocado?
Avocado and banana toenail polish from the limbs of Anne Widdicombe, Rob. No. No, it isn't this morning. I think no one's got... We're going to have to roll this over again, aren't we? We're going to roll this over. Roll it over. Rich in Bexley Heath with a late entry, but still not good. Is it the whale head from the introduction of the 1980s children's TV programme Let's Pretend? Oh! So near, yet so far!
The XFM Breakfast Show with John Holmes Podcast.
Sorry, Matt, could you just reach over and... You, just that the skin of Christian O'Connell's radio sidekick has stuck to my shoulder, my scapula. Can you just peel that off for me?
Thanks. It was beginning to itch. Mm. If I'm honest, there. Anyway, that was the podcast, wasn't it? What did everyone think of that? We all sat here listening, didn't we, to it?
7 out of 10.
7 out of 10. Are you marking Charles's work again, or just his general content of?
No, I mean.
Your own work, because at the end of the day, yeah, you're the producer, so...
Yeah, no, I thought the content was 10 out of 10.
Yeah, definitely.
Charles is editing about 4 out of 10, so... averaged out at 7 out of 10.
Yeah, fair enough.
Bit harsh, but...
No. Well, you know, last year, last week, even, you were...
7 out of 10. So I've dropped... Oh, no, I've levelled. I've plateaued at 7.
But last week, your actual editing, we marked as 1 out of 10.
Right.
But the content was 15 out of 10. So that's why you levelled at 7.
Oh, no, I can take that.
You know what I mean? So you've improved slightly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this helping your career?
Well, or just hurting my feelings is one or the other.
Welcome to radio.
If you like this podcast, why not check out some of the other great ones available to download at xfm.co.uk. XFM. Josh Widdicombe.
We get more fainting texts.
Oh, great.
Yeah. The only time, this is from Paul W. Doctor. The only time I fainted was after sucking helium out of a balloon at the opening of a branch of Shoe Express. Such a vivid picture you paint there, Paul W. Doctor.
Music. Music. That rocks. XFM.